This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Defense Department Inspector General finds that it was a reasonable decision to move Space Command headquarters from Colorado Springs to Alabama. Colorado officials contend that decision from the previous presidential administration was politically motivated, and they say another investigation from a different federal agency will show problems with the decision. The state legislature has approved tougher penalties for fentanyl. That comes out of the legislative session that ended yesterday. The bill makes it a felony to have more than 1 gram of fentanyl and expands programs for treatment and anti-overdose medication. Colorado will get an office dedicated to helping solve violent crimes against indigenous people. Research shows indigenous people, especially women, experience higher rates of violent crime and sexual assault that often go unresolved. Governor Polis originally opposed the idea of creating a new state office, but advocates were able to compromise by trimming back their original proposal. A major figure in Colorado's Chicano community died Saturday. Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports on Raul Chavez Portillo's legacy.
If you've ever heard this music as Aztec dancers bless a space for a ceremony or a celebration, there's someone you can thank. Those who performed with Raul Chavez Portillo says he made it possible for this tradition to thrive in Colorado. His student, Ana Rodriguez, says that work will have long-lasting impacts.
He's able to show little ones to keep following those steps of our culture. So yeah, it is very, very, very important.
She says she will remember him for his love and hospitality. Chavez was 70 years old. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Along the Front Range today, it's high winds, blowing dust, and elevated fire danger for Metro Denver getting up into the 80s this weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.